Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. I'm going to get my microphone accurate here. I need all the help I can with my voice, so I got to get this right. This morning we're concluding our series on self-control. And to talk about self-control, I'd like to suggest that life is lived with conflict between the most important thing and those things that are urgent. Let me repeat that. The most important thing and those things that pop up into our life that are urgent. Many of you know from my own life that I've had something that's very important this last year. Of course, I'm sick today, but the thing that's been important for me this last year is my health. I want to be in tip-top shape. I want to feel very good. I want to play sports, and I want to play sports very well. I want to be in good health. That's been the broad thing that I've focused on and has been very important to me. But you see, along this journey to have this important thing, there have been urgent things that have popped up out of nowhere. Having a movie with Alicia, you can't just watch the movie, you got to have popcorn. And you can't just have popcorn, you got to have really buttery popcorn. And you can't just have buttery popcorn, it's got to be really salty popcorn. Going for a walk, there's the feeling, gosh, I got to go get ice cream. Well, it's not just ice cream with one scoop, it's ice cream with two scoops and with lots of toppings on that ice cream. And you can see the tension. The important thing, and then there are those urgent things that come into the way. And I don't know how it is with you, but if you keep track of this, it's the urgent things that actually get our attention that we oftentimes delve ourselves into. I fully admit that. Dear friends, Christianity, I'd like to suggest Christianity describes things in a whole new way, and maybe a way that you haven't thought of. Christianity presents itself with a similar dilemma. There is an important thing. That we be restored with our Creator and have a restored relationship and have restoration with the one who created us. That's not just a desire of Christians. That's a desire of every living creature on this earth. That's the important thing. That's the broad goal. But isn't it true that urgent things get in the way? Those urgent things have a technical name in the Christian church. They're called sin. There it is, the test that's laying out that you can get answers. It just pops up out of nowhere. So easy to grab it and cheat. The conversation in which we're asked to open up and give an opinion, as Joyce talked about, the filter goes. And we give much more than our opinion. We give, we sully someone's reputation. There's that money that's sitting out that we could take. We didn't plan on that to happen. See, it's urgency that comes, and you just can't help but take it. There's the tension in our Christian life. The important thing, having a restored relationship with our Creator, and then there is the urgent things that get in our way. Here comes the servant. Thank you, honey. T. No more basketball games. What is this? You know, we all struggle with self-control. Joyce did a great job asking hands to go up. We struggle with self-control because we choose those urgent things. It's okay to say that because guess what? The Apostle Paul also said it. Paul said it this way, "The good that I want to do, the important things, I can't do those things. I do the urgent things." The evil that I don't want to do, the urgent things that pop into my life, those are the things that I don't want to do, but I end up doing them. And I keep doing them, Paul says. See, in this life, we lose out. We lose the important thing, and we grab on to the urgent things, and we live undisciplined lives without self-control. Except for today. That always happens. What I mean by that is this. Today is the day that the most important thing takes precedence over the urgent thing. Transfiguration Sunday. Present it this way. Jesus is on the Mount of Transfiguration, and there's urgency in this moment. Why not? This is a holy conversation. Scholars have spent many dissertations on what these three people are talking about, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. But what we can say is this is a holy conversation. This is Moses. Moses was the par excellence lawgiver in the Old Testament. He represented the main person who had the law, one whole section of the Old Testament. Moses, if you remember, went up to heaven, and his death is a mystery at the end of Deuteronomy. He's so holy and set apart. Elijah, he's special too. He's a prophet like none other. The Jews would say that Elijah was the prophet par excellence, the number one prophet. He too mysteriously goes to heaven. We don't know how he dies. A voice cries out from the heavens, "This is my beloved son." Jesus' face shines. This is an urgent, special moment. And Peter jumps on the urgency. And he says, "Jesus, it is good that we're here. Let me make a tent for you, one for Elijah, one for Moses." Urgency. Jesus replies this way, "Peter, I'm coming down the mountain, and tell no one this vision that you've seen until you see the Son of Man raised from the dead." What Jesus meant by that is this. Peter, there's something more important than this urgent moment up on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was correcting Peter. And here was the most important thing. Jesus knew that up ahead was a road to Jerusalem. And he knew that there'd be time with his disciples on Monday, Thursday in the room. And he knew that there was time in which he'd be handed over and betrayed to the rulers and officials and face a mob trial. And he knew that he'd be condemned to death. And he knew that he'd face the cross and in the agony of the cross, die and 3 days later be raised so that everyone could see him. Jesus knew that that was the most important thing, not the Mount of Transfiguration, so that salvation could be given to you and all people. Wow, your Savior put aside urgency for the most important thing. And that explains why Jesus says to Peter, "Peter, don't talk about what's happened here. Wait until the Son of Man has been raised and accomplishes God's purposes. Then talk about it. The most important thing matters." Dear friends, today we are talking about self-control, Paul's last of the fruit of the Spirit. And that is a good definition for us to take home in our practice, in our Christian walk. And that is to set aside the urgent things that come into our life. We live in a world that is more urgent and demanding of us than ever. And to hold on to the most important thing. I think one of the people that did this very well, and you know I love sports, was Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson. He was the baseball player that broke the barriers in baseball and was the first African-American player to ever play the sport of baseball on a professional level. He practiced self-control because there were a lot of moments in his life that people baited him to lose self-control and get into arguments. If you ever read about Jackie's life, there were hotel managers that wanted him to not stay with the team and go somewhere else. They baited him to get into discussion. Then on the baseball field, the fans in the crowd would boo him and say that he was ruining baseball. They baited him to speak. Then his own teammates, they baited him as well. They thought that he was ruining baseball. There were a few teammates that felt that way. Jackie Robinson didn't give in those moments. He made the most important thing the most important thing, hitting the baseball, catching the baseball. throwing the baseball. And that is why he was a Hall of Famer. Maybe we have a Jackie Robinson fan here. That's what made Jackie Robinson a famous baseball player. He made the most important thing the most important thing. Now, dear friends, I don't want to belittle what Jackie Robinson did, and I don't want to compare our lives to Jackie Robinson. They're much different. They're certainly much different. But here's the thing. Every single day of your life, you are being baited by Satan. Lots of moments in the day. It may be a test. Urgent. I've got to get the answer so that I can cheat. It may be something on Facebook. Do we have a social media problem in our country and in our community? Do we have a problem? We do. I'm reading it. In that moment, you're baited to give an answer. It may be something else that's not a sin, but you see how this works. We are being baited over and over again to give into urgency in what's right in front of us. How much better would we be if we paused and focused on what is important? That relationship with our Creator, a restored relationship. And you have it today. Because friends, Jesus did not stay on the Mount of Transfiguration. He didn't hang out with a holy conversation with Elijah and Moses. I actually would have chosen to stay up there forever. I would have said, forget it. He didn't do that. He got off the mountain and kept the most important thing the most important thing so that you could have salvation, so that actually you could have that place with Elijah and Moses in God's company forever. So today, let's follow Jesus' example, practicing self-control. Our world has lost it. It's lost it. How can we restore it? By keeping the most important thing, the most important thing, and bypassing those things that are urgent and distract us. May God work within our hearts so that we can bring this practice to our community, our neighborhoods, and those that we love. Amen.